I was going to bust you out as an old cranky white guy and call you Colin Cunningham, but I figured I better not.
Hey, I'm cranky every now and then.
Yeah, what? Where are you, L.A.?
I'm L.A., Los Angeles, California.
That's kind of early down out there, ain't it?
It's about 7:15 in the morning. So I don't have to be a practice for, you know, quite some time. So.
7:15 in the morning is not a good time. I will talk to you about your movie coming up, and we've got Headband in there. He's our resident NBA guy. I just know that as a casual observer of the game, and I go back to the Celtics, the Lakers, the Magic Johnson, the Larry Bird.
Oh, yeah.
I go back to those days, and I look at your roster, and if you guys don't win it this year, I think all of you ought to quit.
I mean, I think you got a good point, you know, because on paper, it's like, you know, you put teams together like this, like how do you lose, you know?
It's very
competitive. So it's like, you know, we really have no choice but to win.
Could there be that there's not enough balls to shoot, that the egos are going to get in the way, or has somebody like Kobe or yourself stepped in and said, hey, look, you're not going to score 30 a game this year. You're going to score 23. You're not going to – because we've got the team.
Yeah, I think so. I think if you look at the preseason, Kobe, you took – during the game, you took 12 shots, 10 shots, and it was real balanced scoring. We filled each other out. And I think guys are at the point in their career where they just want to win, you know, guys just want to win.
Well, I know you got a reputation, some of it deserved, but I've watched you from afar, and I've watched some of your twits and tweets and all that, and I basically, I think you're a fun guy. You just like to have fun and win, and that's what it's all about. But we want to talk about, I got to ask you something there, Meta. You're going Lifetime Channel, bro?
I know, Lifetime Channel is pretty cool. Like, it's a big opportunity, you know, and I always want to do a movie, a big movie, and it's a 2-hour movie, and I like to be on set.
And you're gonna play like a real guy, a detective or something, right?
Yeah, I play a detective. I got a gun.
Oh, wow.
Of all things to say, yeah, I play a detective. I got guns.
You know, because I mean, I always want to do a big movie, a 2-hour movie, but sometimes you don't get a chance to do the big ones in the theaters, you know, and it's like. You got to accept, what's given to you. You just got to accept it. And it's a great and it's a big opportunity for me to be on a big network. You know, a lot of people watch Lifetime. You know, a lot of people that can't be reached in other avenues. But at the same time, it's a great opportunity. I got a chance to do a movie. No matter what movie it is, right? So
yeah,
I was really excited about it.
The name of the movie is The 11th Victim. It's on November 3rd on Lifetime at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 here in Arkansas. The movie's based on a best-selling novel by Nancy Grace. Yes. You became friends with Nancy on Dancing with the Stars, which is pretty unique. And, you know, is it a storyline that you have a prominent role, or is it just, talk about the movie. Is it something that's going to be something when people watch it, they're going to go, hey, this guy should be doing more movies?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's definitely a thriller, you know, and I play detective, and it's based on a true story. You know,
what's your character?
One of Nancy, you said what?
What's your character's name?
In Gotham Central, you know, and I was basically a detective. I was like Nancy. Jenny Goff is actually playing Nancy Grace.
Oh, I like that.
It's pretty cool. And as a prosecutor, you know, and I'm her mentor, and, you know, she's prosecuting the guy. You know, and I'm basically, I'm retired in the movie, and I'm just basically mentoring her on how to deal with the situation. It's very tough because, you know, she's really nervous. It's her first prosecution, and she don't want to be in a room with it. It's like a killer, you know?
Right.
They gotta be nerve-wracking. You know, so I'm in there just mentoring her and, you know, giving her advice and things like that. So,
any love scene?
You have a basic.
So that?
I'm playing a basic, I had to go with the character. I'm playing a basic role, but Jenny Garth role was really tough. You know, she has a really tough role.
So no love scene with Jenny Garth or anything?
No love scene in the movie.
All right, man. Hey, this is Darrell Headband. How you doing, man?
Really good, really good.
Hey, well, I'm a huge Lakers fan. I got my all black on today because it's over for the rest of the teams because the season starts tomorrow. Now, we're going to get back to basketball for just a second. How confident are you that L.A. can get over 70 wins this season? Because I want you to do it. I mean, I've been a MJ fan to a Kobe fan. I'm 28, so that's all I watch. But how confident are you that y'all can get over 70 wins this year?
I mean, we have a great team. We have a chance, right? And it's like, well, why not try to get it? You know, why not? If you had the opportunity. So it's like, for me, I want to try. I want to be a part of something great. And really, you should keep your mouth shut, right? You shouldn't say things.
No,
like,
talk about it. Say it.
But why not just talk, and if it happens, like, wow, you're a genius. You know?
Because I think y'all can do it.
That's my whole process.
I think y'all can do it too, and I'm really excited to see it, because I mean I don't come to work when the season starts. I mean I don't play. So like, I mean this is the only working I'm doing for the next few hours. But as far as practice goes, I mean, we know Kobe, he just has a couple more years left, and I mean the team is, everybody's kind of getting up there. How intense is practice getting ready for the season? I know it's crazy. I mean, I know we don't see everything, but I mean how crazy can it get 5-on-5 in practice?
Practice is intense, man. Dwight's in there banging, going hard. I'm in there playing defense. Kobe's in there scoring, and Powell and Steve. You know, it's pretty crazy. You know, guys are just in there, just going hard, and to see, you know, five all stars basically on the court. Six with Jameson. You know, he averaged 20 points in his career.
Oh well,
and people forget about him. It's amazing.
Hey, well, last question, and I'm going to get out of here because I just came in and Debo, these guys, show they let me in. But this year, who is your toughest competition? Like, I mean, we know Miami, they won the championship. We saw OKC made a trade, which I don't think was smart on their part, but that's a whole nother story. Who is your toughest competition in the West as far as getting back to the finals?
I think right now this year, we're probably going to be our toughest competition because we have, you know, so many all-stars on the team, so many first All-NBA, you know, first team All-NBA guys and stuff, you know?
Yeah.
And there's, like, no reason. There's really no reason why we don't do it. No reason.
Matt, you're loaded. You better win.
Yeah, I believe you.
You are low-teed out.
Hey, man, I did want to ask, too. I know you're excited about this movie, but one thing that crossed my mind, when you sign a check or when you buy something with your credit card, do you actually say Meta World Peace when you write your name?
Everything says Meta.
Everything is
Meta World Peace. I'm the only one in the world.
All right. You sound like somebody to play our little reindeer games. When you dressed up as a kid at Halloween, what was the best costume you ever wore?
I mean, the best one was probably just like just the random or the basic, you know, blood, teeth, you know.
So you went as Bill Lambert.
That was just the basic. That was my best costume. I was actually Obama this Halloween.
Obama.
I was you know, I charged everybody in the club, you know, extra taxes, you know, for the drink.
Well, you come on by my place, I'll give you a couple of Snicker bars.
Well, yeah, well, congrats, Matt. So, the movie's November 3rd, 7 p.m. around Arkansas. It's called The 11th Victim, and we look forward to seeing how good of an actor you are.
Yeah, I hope everybody enjoys it. I had a great time. Well, good. Know, doing the movie. It was amazing. Nancy Grace gave me a big opportunity.
And
to do this movie. It's great.
Good luck with the season this year, and tell Paul Gasol I said hello.
I will.
All right, man. Thanks a lot, buddy.
Thanks, bro.